My name's Hal Walker, and I'm joined and welcome you by Lee Brooker, our worship associate this morning. And we're so pleased to be joined this morning by the West Shore UU Church Choir and their director, David Blazer. They're here today as part of a choir swap that our two congregations are participating in this year. I'm sorry to see our chalice is not around. Oh, there it is. Okay, good. I invite you to rise for our chalice lighting. You might need just a little bit of space because this song has arm motions. So feel free to give yourself some space. I sing, then you sing. May our chalice shine all through our lives.
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 May our hearts be open.
May our hearts be open.
And may our minds be still.
And may our minds be still.
May our truth be spoken.
May our truth be spoken.
And may our lives fulfill this promise.
May our lives fulfill
this promise of peace.
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 This promise of peace. The song goes like this. Go your own way to shine, go your own way. Let your heart build a fire, don't be afraid. Go out on your own, then come back with a poem and add your light to mine, and together we'll shine. So I begin with a question. Where do you shine? What makes you come alive? Imagine for yourself for a moment in that place, the place where your heart catches fire, the place where your song is most joyfully sung. I wonder how many different scenarios just appeared in the collective imagination of this congregation. What does your picture look like? One of the places where I shine is in elementary school gymnasiums. I love to be in front of a gym full of kids, sharing with them the joy of singing. Singing the way I believe children are meant to sing. We begin by shaping vowels. I go, then you go. Ooh!
Ooh!
Thank you. Our first song is often a traditional favorite called Grandma Moses. Grandma Moses sick in bed. She went to the doctor. The doctor said... The children begin singing, and I interrupt. Children, some of you are suffering from something Mr. Hal Walker calls lazy lips. Kids these days are forgetting to move their lips when they speak and when they sing. What a privilege it is to have lips, and what a joy it is to move those lips, shaping vowel sounds and making consonants come alive. We continue the song. Grandma, Grandma, you ain't sick. All you need is a peppermint stick.
Grandma, Grandma, you ain't sick. All you need is a peppermint stick.
A few moments later, I interrupt again. Children, some of you are suffering from something Mr. Hal Walker calls lazy face. Kids these days are forgetting to lift their faces when they sing. What a privilege it is to have a face. Try this. Raise your eyebrows, lift your ears and your cheeks, relax your smile, and bring joy into your eyes. Ooh.
Ooh.
We continue the song. Hands up, shake, 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 shake. Hands down, shake, 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 shake. I progress with the final diagnosis of lazy whole body. explaining, you've been chained behind a desk all day long, and now's your time to shine. Have fun, children. Stand up tall. Let's sing. Roll around, shake, 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 shake. Get out of town, shake, shake, shake. Freeze. You know, the more I think about it, the more I realize this whole go your own way to shine thing has its limitations. I've been going my own way to shine my whole life. I must admit I've done fairly well with it. I've created an entire career based upon go your own way to shine. I'm a Unitarian Universalist, the ultimate go your own way to shine religion. And every morning I'm faced with that overwhelming freedom. Hal, get out of bed. It's time to go your own way to shine. These days, I realize the equal importance of find a teacher and do exactly what they say. Find a teacher and do exactly what they say. I admit it doesn't sing very well, but it narrows the choices. It puts focus on my progress, and it forces me out of my comfort zone. Lately, I've been playing in a harmonica quartet with a legendary harmonica player named Al Smith. Al's been playing in harmonica ensembles for 65 years, and when I'm playing with him, I don't go my own way to shine. I go the way he wants me to shine. When I'm teaching those kids to sing, I make sure they go only the way I want them to shine. I say, do exactly as I say, and you'll see. This gym will shine like you've never seen it shine before. I'm less strict with my church choir. I've been directing this choir for about 14 years now, and I'm still just making it up as I go. Sure, I can run a rehearsal, keep a steady beat, and wave my arms around to the music, but I know there's so much more. I mean, I have no idea what to do with my left hand. It just sort of hangs there, or it does whatever my right hand does. I need someone to say, Hal, you're suffering from something I call lazy left hand. I need someone to make me learn the basics. So it's true. We each shine in our own unique way. Some of us sing. Others build. Some of us read and think, write and debate. Others dream, dance, or design. Go your own way to shine. It's true, you've got the light of God inside you. Shine that light. This whole world awaits you. Go on your way in peace. And remember, we hold you. We hold you. If you're lucky, while you're busy shining your own way, a good teacher will appear. Grab hold of that teacher. Pay attention. Follow directions. Do exactly what they say. I've always loved to sing. As early as fourth grade, I participated in the Glee Club. When I got to high school and tried out for the chorus, suddenly I wasn't good enough. I was not able to participate in the organized choral program. To say the least, it was disappointing. I stopped singing for about 25 years. About 11 years ago, at age 40, I walked through the doors of the Unitarian Universalist Church of Kent. I was timid singing at first, but over time, as I became familiar with the hymns, I felt more sure of myself. About 7 years ago, on an early January night, I ventured out to my first church choir rehearsal. It didn't go so well. I felt intimidated by the more experienced voices. Hal wasn't really sure where to put me, and he kept moving me around. I figured I wasn't good enough, so I didn't go back again. One night, about a year ago, there was a Wednesday evening singing Vespers here at the church. Only three people showed up. It was just me, Saunas, and Brad, sitting together in Fessenden Hall. I was really nervous at first, but eventually I started to relax and I was able to let the Spirit take over. At one point, at the end of a song that I love, Saunas looked at me with amazement and commented about the perfect harmony that I had just sung. It felt so good to hear her say that. Since then, I've gotten better at just letting loose. It no longer bothers me whether I'm good enough or what others think about how I sound. I just love how it makes me feel. It truly is a spiritual and religious experience. When I'm singing, there are times I feel like a bird soaring through the sky.
My name is Matt Watroba. My specialty is getting you to sing. Can I have a D note, maestro? Let's all hum that note. Now, pace yourselves. Keep going. The idea here is to keep the note going no matter what. So what you're going to have to do is something we call staggered breathing. You can breathe, but never at the same time as the person next to you, so that we have a constant D note going all the time. We have some great ringers up here on stage, but we want to hear from you. Just let that ring. You know, it doesn't take any effort to hum. Just let it resonate. Now, what I'm going to have you do is we're going to just do a simple three-part chord. And we're going to do this by starting with the congregation staying on that note. We'll have the choir here go to the third. Our visiting friends from West Shore will do the fifth. Now really listen as you're doing that. Don't stop. And blend it. Make sure all the parts have about equal amount of sound. Now, when I count to three, I want you to just open that up to a gentle ooh. Ready? One, two, three. When I raise my hands, make it a little louder. Keep it going. It's a little trick I learned from our hero, Pete Seeger. And what we're going to do is we're going to sing the song Amazing Grace, but follow me, because we're going to hold the lines out really long. So when I start singing Amazing Grace, switch over to the words. Ready? Amazing grace. How sweet.
I used to sing all the music my parents listened to as a kid, Motown, Al Green, George Benson, Natalie Cole. I had a great love for singing, but at some point, I don't remember when, my mother told me that I couldn't sing. She would, however, tell me dreams of her own singing. My father told me that singers were a dime a dozen and encouraged me to choose some other career. Unlike a lot of black folks, I didn't learn to sing in the black church. In fact, my mother's Pentecostal church only allowed persons who were saved to be in the choir. I was pretty agnostic and resistant to the religion, so even though I liked the music, I didn't like church. It was not until I joined the gospel choir at First Unitarian Church of Toledo that I was encouraged to sing. It was serendipitous, really. The interim minister hired a very astute gospel choir director for alternative music. I was told that I could sing alto. When the folk musicians that I met in the choir, I tried my first solos. Singing a Tracy Chapman song, I received so much affirmation I could hardly believe it. After the singing, I'd dart out of the church so I wouldn't have to talk to anybody, and usually I wouldn't return for several weeks, but I kept on singing. The pivotal moment was 2 years ago at a Thanksgiving service. I sang the lead on Bob Marley's song, One Love. So many people I didn't even know came up to me and told me how much they enjoyed the singing. It was then that I realized that my parents, though well-meaning, were wrong. I could sing.
This is the voice, the words of Becca. In seventh grade, I was a white student in a predominantly black school. There was very little interaction between the races and my choir class of about 80 students. I was one of the three white sopranos. We were very meek in the choir, and we were strategically interspersed so that we wouldn't look like a clump of segregated white students. At the end of the first grading period, we were told that there would be a test. The choir director would choose one person from each section, and the three of us would have to stand in the back of the room and sing Melissa Manchester's song, Don't Cry Out Loud. I sat through two painful days of students listening while I waited for my turn. Every time a white student would get up to sing, the choir would roll their eyes and make loud comments. Then those white students would whisper the song with their terrified and thin, reedy little voices. So I resolved that I would not be one of those wimpy little voices. When it was my turn to sing, I belted that song out like I was Melissa Manchester herself. Up to that day, no one had really even heard me talk. Singing loudly and proudly, I took everyone by surprise. This event opened a door for me with the other students. The compliments that I received helped establish friendships and a comfort level between the other students and myself, which hadn't been possible prior to that. The voice has always been a way for me to communicate with others, a way to let others get to know me. I have always been very proud of my ability to belt a tune. I love to wrap my voice around the sound of another instrument or other voices, or better yet, silence. I love creating vocal texture in a musical space.
Though I'm a performer and I've sung on stage for hundreds of people at a time, mostly I sing for myself. My voice sounds the most sincere and the most alive when it's just me and my voice, no audience. Another time I love to sing is when I'm walking down the street. Living in the big city, it began as a way of passing time as I strolled from place to place. But I noticed it was a great defense against potential crazies on the street. Being the singing girl classifies me as a risk to most, hence trumping their crazy with my own. If I'm walking and singing, when someone passes by, I gauge the level of threat. Depending on the level of their threat, either I sing louder or I drop down to a hum. And after we pass, I go right back to singing for myself. On a completely different note, I like to leave sung voicemails for people. With caller ID and cell phones, I know that everybody knows it's me when I call, so instead of leaving my name and number, I leave songs, usually an uplifting song to brighten the day. My good friend has years worth of them saved and says she may have enough to release a record.
A longtime member of our church choir, Gordon Vars was a beloved friend, a friend to us all. in spite of the fact that for the last few years he no longer drove a car, Gordon rarely missed a rehearsal or a performance. Seeing him walk to the church from his home on Fairchild Avenue in all kinds of weather was a weekly sign of his commitment to this community. Gordon Vars was a gentleman and a gentle man, a true educator. Gordon played an important role in the development of our Kent Middle School program. A passionate environmentalist, Gordon was an active member of the Kent Environmental Council. With those of us who had the joy of walking with him in the woods at our seasonal Where's Walden gatherings, Gordon truly enjoyed sharing his vast knowledge of the environment. Swanee and I will always remember his frequent whispered admonitions. Shh! Listen to the sound of the woods. Gordon Vars was instrumental in the establishment and maintenance of our Kent Bog. He gave guided tours, teaching anyone who would listen about the intricate, interconnected life of the bog. And therefore, we sing Hi-Ho, the Rattlin' Bog, a song which embodies Gordon's spirited enthusiasm for one of his favorite places on earth. With loving memory, we dedicate this song to our dear friend, Gordon Vars.
For you. Singing was a part of my earliest memories. When our family gathered, my grandmama Mamie would play hymns on the piano, and we would join in singing. Hymns from the Scottish and Genevan Psalters like, O God, our help in ages past, and gospel hymns like Amazing Grace or Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. My dad's strong and melodious second tenor My Uncle Tom's high tenor and my Aunt Robina's lilting soprano would lead us all in spirited choruses. In my growing up years, singing these hymns became a part of my inmost spirit. About the time I learned to speak, I learned to sing. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Sitting in the church pew beside my dad, I remember the air of deep solemnity which seemed to come over him. In the hymn singing, his strong voice rang out loud and clear, and I was moved to join the singing. These hymns have remained with me through the years, and I'm usually moved to belt them out. In my seminary days, I loved to sing the hymns in the daily chapel services. Once, a professor invited me into his office after chapel and advised, "Mr. Walker, it's good that you sing with vigor, but take care not to bellow like a bull of Bashan." When I would sing to our four little ones during their infancy and early childhood, often holding them during wakeful hours in the middle of the night, I would sing more quietly. "The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. He makes me down to lie. He leadeth me, the quiet waters by." It touches my heart and sometimes brings tears when great old hymn tunes still appear in the UU hymnal from time to time, with text, of course, modified to suit the UU doctrine. Here's my song.
I believe in the inside out of what we sing.
The heartbeat of music is the middle of all space.
A soaring melody is a reminder of the deep sea. And here's my advice.
Be a walking organ pipe, from your toes to the pearly gates.
Don't let the high notes be too thin or the low notes too foggy.
Words like freedom are meant to be sung. Words like love have their own melody.
Find your song and sing it.
Stare into the eyes of your song and sing it over again. Sing it with each breath.
Because any song worth singing is worth singing 100 times without stopping.
You've got the light of love inside you, so shine that light. This whole world now awaits you.
Go on your way in peace.